Do you know what you said? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Do you know what you said? I listen with a very careful listening, tuning ear. I like to know what people say, and I like to know why they say what they say, and I like to understand what they're saying. And to do that, it takes a great deal of attention, and of course it takes a lot of fun out of what people say. Because a lot of times people say things that they don't really mean. People say, oh, shut up. And what they mean is, just a minute, I want to think a little more about that. Or, you're disturbing my mental attitude, give me a second or two. And they don't really mean that they want you to not speak or not say anything. They want you to just give them a pause for a moment. Or someone says, oh, drop dead. That's pretty strong. That's a pretty strong statement, isn't it? Oh, drop dead. What does that mean? Well, that means you do not agree with the other person's point of view, or you think the other person's point of view is not desirable to listen to, or whatever you might say. You see, what happens when we do this? We are putting ourselves in jeopardy to what we really mean. Our life is filled with the possibilities of saying what we really mean. But we have to be careful what we say. We have to be careful what we do. We have a friend who is constantly saying other people out-talk her. Other people's conversation is more important than hers. Other people say things and she has nothing to say. She has no right to say anything. Well, by doing this, she's not belittling herself to herself. She's belittling herself to the world. She's already very little. She realizes that these are little cutting remarks that will chop into the conversation and chop into the people who are there, and it's a very destructive thing to do. Now, if she realized what she did, and that she had the power to make a positive remark and didn't do it, she might think about it quite differently. That instead of saying, everybody speaks up and I don't have a chance to speak, if she were just to say, now I think that this is a great idea too, and then offer her point of view. I think that this is something really worth thinking about, and this is what I'm putting into practice for myself. You see, these are all uplifting, positive thoughts, and they're thoughts that everyone can readily accept. What do you know, or do you really know what you said? What do you know? Do you really know what you said? Think about it. We're oftentimes making statements that are statements that are limiting. Oh, listen to that terrible news on the radio. Well, you say that and you compound it. You either turn off the radio or you say, I bless every one of those countries. I bless every one of those circumstances that are happening. I bless them with my love and my caring gentleness. I see everything in divine order now. That's a whole lot better than being haranguing what is already haranguing, going against what is already being gone against. If we are walking down the street and we see two people arguing, now, it's none of our business. None of our business whatsoever. They can even be hitting each other. And that's none of our business. What is our business is what do we see. We look at them if we wish, and we say, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I see all in balance and harmony now in your world. I surround you with my pure white light of love. I see all in balance and harmony in my world. Now, if we have that in our mind and our heart as we look at a conflict anywhere, what happens to the conflict? It almost immediately, if not before, ceases to be. It is in balance and harmony. We have put the cause in motion. You say, well, it doesn't always work. Practice. Practice. You didn't learn the piano in one stroke, in one key. You practiced. So you practice putting this in motion. And as you do that, you'll see that the power of your words, the power of your thoughts, the power of your ideas, and how great they are. Do you know what you said? You look at something and you think it's terrible, and you say, that's terrible. And the people who are hearing you, do they want to hear that it's terrible? Obviously not. No one likes to hear anything is terrible. So you look at the circumstance and you say, hey, there's some good there. Yep, I see a joyful smile creeping out of the corner of your face. I can see a joyful smile creeping out there. Come on now. And you go at a person like that who's just been angry and frowning and very upset, and they'll say, get off my back. And you say, yeah, I can see a frown. I can see a smile coming up on your face. And you just keep up that. And they'll either walk away or run away, or if they're sensitive to you, the smile will creep up in their lips and they will be happy and they'll begin to express it. But you have put the cause in motion. You have put the thought in motion to accomplish this. Now, is this what you really want? You can have it. It's your choice. Did you know what you said? Think about that every time you open your mouth. Because if you know what you say, then you're more likely to say things that are uplifting, beneficial, fantastic, joyous, marvelous, super duper. We're the creators of our world, and we can create any world we like. And if we're careful with what we say, we'll be very sure that everything that we hear, see, and do will be happy, supportive, harmonious, joyful, and a wonderful experience for all of us. Think about these things. They're quite important to a happy life. And a happy life is what we all want to have. So this day, remember to think, as I do all the time. Do you know what you said? Yes, I listen carefully to what I say. And as I listen to what I say, sometimes I even change it immediately after I said it because that's not what I meant to say and that's not the result I wanted. And they say, what's the matter? You can't make up your mind? I made up my mind now. What I said first was not what I really meant. This is what I meant. This is what I'm practicing myself to say, the positive, the joyful, the uplifting attitude. And that's all that matters to me. How about you? Kind of fun, isn't it? Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.